You are tuned to KBOO Portland Community Radio. It's 11 p.m., time for the KBOO Late Night News Update.
This is the news update for Monday, November 6th. On the last day before the U.S. election for president, new polls show a surge in popularity for third-party candidates as voters are suffering campaign fatigue from the unlikable frontrunners.
This extremely close election could split delegates from the two major parties to Green Party Jill Stein, Libertarian Gary Johnson, and some guy named Evan McMullen, whom no one had ever heard of until last week.
Perhaps the strangest presidential season in memory will soon come to an end, and one way or another, it will be one for the history books.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of evil domination of...
And now it's election day, and voting booths on the West Coast have just closed down. News networks have confirmed on this historic day, the Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson has just become the next President of the United States of America.
This is the first time a third party has taken the White House since 1860, when Abraham Lincoln won and turned the Republicans into a major party. To think that the party that was started by abolitionists and suffragettes came to an end with a racist and misogynist like Donald Trump.
And now it's inauguration day. The speeches have been made. We go now to the Oval Office, where President Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, confirms with his vice president, William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts.
Well, here we are, man. You want to pass that bong, Bill?
Sure thing, Gary. Pass a bong, pass a bill. Can you believe it, Gary? We actually won this thing.
So, like, what do we do now, man?
I don't know. Well, why don't you fire up the bong and maybe we'll get some inspiration.
Good idea. And we'll send an intern out for munchies.
Excellent idea. Now you need to start figuring out what you're supposed to do as a president.
I don't really know, man. Deregulate environmental regulations, get rid of income taxes, legalize pot. So how do we go about it, Bill?
Well, hell if I know. You're the president of the United States, Gary. You're the commander-in-chief. You can't just sit around taking bong hits all day.
What about you, Bill? You're the Veep.
The vice president doesn't have to do anything, unless there's a tie in the Senate. Otherwise,
sir,
pass the bong.
Sir, Mr. President?
Huh?
A serious problem, sir. Trump supporters are threatening an insurrection in the mall. Trump is demanding a recount of all 50 states until he's declared the winner.
Oh, is that all?
No, sir. Russian troops are moving into Uzbekistan. The Saudis are preparing to invade Syria. The Bundy militia have taken over Yellowstone Park, and children are dying in Aleppo.
Aleppo? Good one. Don't rub it in.
So, like, what do we do?
You're the president, not I.
Oh, this is heavy, man. Very heavy. I'd better take another bong hit.
Also, there's a massive pipeline explosion in Iowa and a request from North Dakota to use National Guard to quell a terrorist uprising against vital energy resources.
Help me out here, Bill. What did we do?
What would Barack do? Maybe you could give him a call.
Nah, he's unreachable in a remote part of Hawaii for the next 2 months. Just left me the keys and said, later, man, with a big grin on his face.
I just got a Twitter from the Donald.
I certainly don't need help from him.
No, he says he's going to sue us if we don't hand him over the keys to the White House.
Sir, Mr. President, we need an answer very soon to each of these problems.
I don't know what to do. Bill, help me out here.
Well, sir, you might have to call her.
I was hoping to avoid that.
You'd better give her a call. What else can you do?
I don't know. Help me.
Gary?
Where am I?
It's okay, honey. It's all just a bad dream.
You mean I'm not the president?
No, dear. Unfortunately not.
Hey, that's great. This deserves a wake and bake bond.
Illegal aliens will, no, must report to the nearest detention center. We are rounding up all illegal aliens.
Hey, what's that noise out there? What's going on? Mildred?
All illegal aliens must report to the nearest
what
detention center.
What the hell
center.
Is going on,
if
Mildred?
Come out now, we'll be authorized by the president to use...
Why are there all those cops outside? Don't tell me.
Yes, I'm afraid it's true.
All the Muslims must register immediately with Homeland Security. All Muslims! Muslims must register or face detention in the nearest facility.
Oh, no, man. It can't be. It can't be happening. This is terrible. We're all doomed. Don't tell me that it happened.
It's too late, Peter. And you had your part.
And you blew it. With Aleppo and world leaders. You even gave a bad image to marijuana.
To the nearest detention center, we are rounding up all illegal aliens.
And now look at what we have coming up. A world of terror
and hate like none we have ever known.
But I thought she had it in the bag.
She had who in the bag? Why are you always bringing sex into it?
Just tell me. Did he really win?
And now look at what we have coming up. The Ubu Hour.
The election of the century has finally come to an end.
Because you are tuned to the Ubu Hour election special. With less than 33 hours to go as we await the countdown to the very end of one of the most vile and febrile elections in distant memory.
The fate of the next 4 years will soon be revealed.
This makes the Palin 08 fiasco look like mere hints of how truly low an election can go. Down deep into the excremental bowels. Down, down into the cesspool gutter of stench and goo and vomit and all the ugliness exposed to the naked eye and ear.
Will it be Clinton or will it be Trump?
Wily B. Clinton and Orwellian Trump.
Really? One of the weirdest, worst elections in memory, and I'm sure we'd all like to forget it. If we must, let's get on with the damn show!
Here's the picture. Hey, you and the ladies. Yeah. Just girls.
I'm just
going to
win.
Yeah, just,
announcer.
Announcer.
Who's the announcer?
Who's the announcer?
You need a mic.
Oh.
Do we have enough mics?
Well, no.
Lies
become true.
You'll still share it with Larry.
My mic is very sad.
He's loud.
We'll hear it.
Yeah.
Mom!
History has a funny way of repeating. Break-ins at fancy hotels, hanging chads, stupid one-liners you'd like to punch people for repeating. Those things are nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Nothing compared to... the night of the election night zombies. Stop screaming. C, fights at the polls.
Don't you dare steal this election from us, you little Hillary.
I just want to vote. Now get that shotgun out of my face and stop calling me Hillary.
No, you're a zombie.
No, you're a zombie.
No, You're a zombie! I know you're with the Black Zombies Matter!
Why, you zombie motherfucker!
See, really stupid debates.
Gonna lock you up, nasty little woman.
You're such a charmer, you and the ladies.
Just grab him by the pussy.
Sometimes you gotta go fishing.
Oh, Donald, that's so tiny-handed of you.
See lies that become the truth.
Facts by fact checkers are facts that lie.
See suicidal stupidity.
Trump's gonna destroy everything our party stands for.
But we can win.
But we'll all die.
But we can win.
See denial.
Mr. President, Madam Secretary, they're zombies, I tell you, zombies.
Come on, Bernie, that's preposterous. I would give you my patent look of annoyance, but I can't stop laughing. Yeah, come on, Bernie, you fucking lost.
See how low it can go.
Percy bowed out because he's a loser. But my new running mate is no loser. Falsely, I tell you, accused of rape. Did hard time in jail, 3 months. But he's a good Stanford boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my new VP, Brock Turner.
See the depravity.
My little pony, my little pony.
Mike.
I'm your little pony.
Daddy, I thought you were my little pony.
Close the door, Cupcake. Close the door.
My little pony.
See, forces join together to defeat evil.
I believe you, Mr. Sanders. That's why I've come to see you in your lab.
Thank you, Mitt. If we join forces, we can defeat the zombies and everybody can look forward to a happy holiday.
Bernie, we're going to defeat the zombies no matter how long it takes. We may be celebrating Christmas together.
I want Chinese.
We'll have Chinese.
See Mitt Romney sing.
Tell all the people that you see, it's just me, Mitt Romney. I'm gonna burn zombies. Follow me down, everybody. Follow me down.
See Bernie Bros getting Fight Clubby.
Bros! It's time to light a fire under their zombie assholes.
I like got some fireworks.
I got a lighter.
And I got a lighter.
See burning zombies.
Fire!
night of the election night zombies coming to a theater near you.
Sources inside the FBI, you wait to see. Stuff will come out in the next few days. The FBI has a lot of stuff on Clinton, on the foundation. Trump will win by a landslide once this information gets released.
That was former New York City Mayor Giuliani. So I'm here now with Mr. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York. You knew about this leaked FBI information on Clinton?
Well, yes. We knew there was going to be maybe not exactly this this thing, but we had three or four things planned. And, you know, I talked to my friends, FBI agents, and some of them, they're very angry. They're very angry at Obama and at Clinton, and something like this was going to happen before the election.
So basically what you're telling us is that the FBI agents are leaking info to you and to the Trump campaign to throw the election. Isn't that illegal?
No, I didn't talk to any active FBI agents. But you know that this email...
But you knew about the email situation before it was announced.
Not this specific thing. I mean, we have four or five things that are going to surface before the election. I have it on good authority from my friends. They're former friends of the FBI and former FBI agents. They're not FBI agents. Former FBI agents. I have information that things are going to come out that are going to give this election to Donald Trump, who deserves it.
But you knew about the email situation before it was announced.
No, not this specific thing. I have a few friends in the FBI, and they all talk to me, and they hate Obama. They hate the Clintons. They hate what's going on. They hate the fact that these investigations into Benghazi, the emails, and none of this has resulted in anything.
And who would attempt to throw the election by leaking classified documents?
No, I just know people in the FBI, friends of mine, and they plan to could swing the. They knew that there was stuff coming that could swing the election our way, and that's the way it should be.
So basically, what you're telling us is that the FBI agents are leaking info to the Trump campaign to throw the election. Isn't that illegal?
It won't be once Donald gets elected and I become Attorney General.
Linking Clinton to Anthony Weiner when there is when the Weiner investigation has nothing to do with her.
Right. That Donald Trump, when he talks about running for president, I was just saying that. Just saying that because he wants to, you know,
enjoy
his brand and get
like
people to buy his books or whatever. Okay.
Aww.
Then he announced he's going to run. They said, well, sure, he's a reality show star. And people think that's interesting, but he's not going to get any votes. Then he got votes. Then they said he's not going to win any primaries. Then he won primaries. Then they said, but he's not going to win the nomination. Then he won the nomination. And now these same people are saying he's not going to win the election. Yeah, he could win the election. Because like I said, this is a slow-moving right-wing coup that we are witnessing when the FBI is politicized to this degree, working with Russia, hacking one side. This is a coup, and this could fucking happen in this country. So I don't want to hear any bullshit about she's got it in the bag. When I turn on the TV today, the headline was, for the first time, she slipped below 270. Slipped below 270. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it is really clear that if he wins,
I'm here now with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, 2 days before this latest FBI leak, you said something was going to happen. You knew about this.
I have friends in the FBI, former FBI agents. No, yeah, former FBI agents. They're not in the FBI, but they're former FBI agents. You know, we talk. They're friends of mine from back when I was in the Justice Department.
Basically a coup, Mr. Giuliani. You've got a sleeper cell in the FBI, maybe among other intelligence departments, that's working for the Trump campaign. Isn't that illegal?
It won't be once Donald gets elected and I become Attorney General.
You heard it here. An attempt coup of the White House. Rogue agents in a sleeper cell inside the FBI, leaking documents at the last minute to throw the election. Meanwhile, armed militia thugs are surrounding voting places to scare away minorities.
We're doing that to protect the sanctity of our election process, the sanctity of our votes.
A dark day in democracy. Giuliani, who will tell the most outrageous lies to get his men in office. Giuliani, whose own run for presidency 8 years ago? Let's remember, he was top in the polls before the first primary. He had all this money, the front runner, and he ended up without a single delegate. And now, through the Donald, he's replaying his own attempt to run, reliving his own dreams through the Trump campaign, his own dreams for presidency and power. And he will do anything.
It will take us into this authoritarian nightmare.
It's
and there are a lot of people who appreciate a strong leader.
Court shot down the Voting Rights Act. Remember that happened?
Yes.
868 polling places in the South have been closed since the last election. Those are the people who vote Democrat. I mean, if the FBI, if what we learned this week about the FBI, that there's this faction, and of course, in security law enforcement agencies, it's usually right-wing folks. The difference between fascism, and I know that's a strong word, but that's what it is, and what we have endured in this country for 240 years, is that those types are under the rule of law.
It will take us into this authoritarian nightmare.
It's
and there are a lot of people who appreciate a strong leader.
I mean, if the FBI, what we learned this week about the FBI, that there's this faction, and of course, in security law enforcement agencies, it's usually right-wing folks. The difference between fascism, and I know that's a strong word, but that's what it is, and what we have enjoyed in this country for 240 years, is that those types are under the rule of law. If Trump gets elected, they're not. They are the rule of law. I mean, if the FBI, if what we learned this week about the FBI, that there's this faction, and of course, the difference between fascism, and I know that's a strong word, but that's what it is, and what we have enjoyed in this country for 240 years, is that those types are under the rule of law. If Trump gets elected, they're not. They are the rule of law.
And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that?
They are the rule of law.
where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
They are the rule of law.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
They are the rule of law.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Well, I lost a job. I shed blood in this trench. They
should not. Once Donald Trump is elected, your sharply worded editorials in the Atlantic, please, are not going to restrain these people.
No. Should he be elected, what we need to do is to mobilize the working institutions of American life. This is what you must defend. And if you are cynical about these things, and if your audience,
all these things did not knock him down. And Russia.
Yes.
Russia!
Yes.
That have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down, please. You weren't called. Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. I go, oh, maybe that's what I said.
They are burning down the fences that will keep them safe. The courts, the bureaucracy, the military.
There's nothing that will keep you safe. This is a giant, giant scandal. This is insane.
Anna.
Some more blood. No, it's not a mess. I put in a dang sippy cup.
Phew! Did you feed him, Ted?
Yes.
Brain flakes or that Count Chocula shit?
Brain flakes.
Is he more zombie or vampire now?
I'd say more of a hybrid.
Don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but I guess we'll just have to live with it.
Just gotta roll with it, Ryan, man. Just gotta roll. How long am I stuck in this baby shitter gig anyway?
Until this damn election is finally over.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're all fucked. I'll be back around 10 tonight to check in.
Fine.
I am Ryan Man. Nobody wants him.
Can I have more brain flex?
No, you just had a bowl half an hour ago. Gotta wait till 9. Maybe Count Chocula.
Yummy. Can we watch cartoons?
No, I want to watch Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
These are prepared party profits from murder who wants to profit. How else can I say this?
Can I have more blood?
Yeah, if you promise not to drop any from your fucking sippy kip.
I promise.
Okay, here's my blood. Sorry, Ben Carson botched the zombification brain surgery on you. That was fucked up. And I'm sorry I bit you.
Why did you bite me?
I was hungry.
It's okay. Who's Trump's running mate now?
That Stanford pussy, Brock Turner. You know, the date rapist that got 6 months out in 3.
Oh, that guy. I hope he got boned up the ass in jail.
Yeah, I hear ya, Pensy. I hope he got reamed.
Ha, 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 ha. I hope the little fucker got butt fucked.
You're all right, Pensy. You're all right.
I know. I'm a zombie vampire.
Yeah. Sorry about that, man. Hey, wanna hear a story?
I like stories.
Well, Pensy, I originally came from a planet called Vampire Land.
Vampire Land? Never heard of it.
Well, of course you wouldn't have heard of it. It's way the fuck out in outer space.
Vampire Land.
Yeah, so anyway, my planet was about to be destroyed by a meteor in the shape of a giant cross.
Vampire Land. I thought you were from Canada.
Shut up, dude. Let me tell you the goddamn bedtime story.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you. Anyway, at 2 years old, I had to leave my planet.
Vampire Land.
Yeah, Vampire Land. Anyway, the fucking crucifix-shaped meteorites bearing down on my planet.
The planet of Vampire Land.
Yeah. Here, sip your juice. Shut up and listen.
Okay.
So my birth parents put me in a little space capsule and shot me towards Earth. I land in Canada, somewhere in Ontario, and I'm found in the wreckage by some old Italian man, Gelato.
You mean like the ice cream?
Yeah, like the ice cream.
I like ice cream.
Yeah, everybody likes ice cream. Anyway, he takes me in. He knows I'm a vampire from outer space, but he's a nice guy. He runs his shop, kind of an orphanage of sorts. See, Gelato runs a shop that sells ventriloquist dummies. And in Canada...
Canadian people adopt dummies.
Uh-huh. You're sharp as a tack, Pensy. Sharp. Well, one day, this nice couple comes in looking to adopt a kid.
Oh, honey, let's take this one.
All right, dear. We'll take this one.
No, don't take that one. He's evil.
But we like him.
Yeah, mister. We're paying cold, hard American.
No, he's evil.
And that's how I got adopted.
That's a stupid story.
Yeah, I know. But it's all true. Don't see my nose growing, do you?
No. Are you really that evil?
Yep. But you know what?
What?
I may be evil, but Trump is eviler.
That's true.
I know.
Can I have more cereal, please?
Sure, Pensy. You want some Count Chocula?
Yeah.
It's true. There's a great enemy. Spook to the Democrat Party. Truth is the great enemy.
This show refuses to endorse any candidate or party. They all suck, from shrillery to dump, and all others too. You really think someone who's only served on the Lexington City Council is ready to be president?
Actually, we can't endorse candidates because this radio station has non-profit status. Unlike churches, who are free to endorse anyone they choose and who don't even have to pay property taxes.
However, we can endorse ballot measures, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yes, you can endorse ballot measures, but not real candidates, nor serious parties.
Does that mean we can endorse Trump?
No!
And we want all you listeners out there to call everyone you know who lives in Oregon and tell them all to vote yes for ballot measure 97. Vote yes on city measure 26-184.
Fight back against the big corporations who would suppress you.
Yes on 97. Give it to the one. Yes on 97. Give it to the one percenters. Show them they can't buy democracy. Fuck! It's too late. Most of them have already voted. Why are we airing this at the last minute?
Oh, you left.
You lame brains and slackers.
I might have talked to you.
No, that's okay. Come on, this is all just like we can't
with anybody. Okay. You lame brains and slackers.
And we now return to our irregular programming with the Ubu Election 2016 special.
It came from another time to fuck things up all over again. They saved Hitler's car.
Did you get your things off?
This is Red Hat talking since.
And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible. Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
It will take us into this authoritarian nightmare.
It's
and there are a lot of people who appreciate a strong leader.
Court shot down the Voting Rights Act. I mean, if the FBI, what we learned this week about the FBI, that there's this faction, and of course, in security, law enforcement agencies, hey, it's usually right-wing folks.
This does have to sign in.
The difference between fascism,
wait, I've worked here for
and I know that's
years.
A strong
I
word, but that's
day.
What
I don't
it
work
is.
Weekends.
And
it is therefore
what we have
impossible
enjoyed
for
in this country for 240
every...
years is that those types are under the rule of law. If Trump gets elected, they're not.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Kids, I've been doing this for 23 years on TV. I've seen a lot. I know politics. This is different. I promise you, this will not make your life better. And also, once fascists get power, they don't give it up. You've got President Trump for life. I know liberals made a big mistake because we attacked your boy Bush like he was the end of the world, and he wasn't. And Mitt Romney, we attacked that way. I gave Obama $1 million to throw freighter Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney wouldn't have changed my life that much, or yours.
No, absolutely.
Or John McCain. They were honorable men who we disagreed with, and we should have kept it that way. So we cried wolf.
I know.
And that was wrong. But this is real.
Yeah.
This is going to be way different.
It's a coup, I tell you. A right-wing coup. And after this election, Giuliani, the sinister Nosferatu, might be in complete control of our Justice Department. In one day, we find out, will Hillary Clinton be president or thrown in jail by Giuliani and his thugs? In one day, we find out, will Giuliani be in charge of the Justice Department to wreak vengeance on all the enemies of the Trump administration? And once Giuliani controls justice, he can promote the sleeper cell rogue FBI agents to the top positions and fire anyone who doesn't agree with him. And one day we find out if the coup on the American government succeeds.
Problem when it comes to size, not at all. Down there, it is huge, I can assure you. It is very big. I'd pull down my pants and show all of you if we weren't on national TV. Trust me, huge in that department. I have the biggest, most presidential balls of anyone on this stage. Look at Jeb. Low energy. He can't even get an erection on Viagra. And little Smocko over there, don't get me started. I'm just saying. Karsik and Kaysen, couple of limp ones for you. None of them are well equipped, not at all. Mine is the biggest and hardest, which is why I will be the greatest leader America has ever known. Look at my hot wife. Compare her to Tez's wife, John's wife. Do you want to have to look at one of those hatchet-faced shrews in the White House for the next 4 or 8 years? No, I didn't think so. My wife is hot. And my daughter.
is one hot piece of ass, yeah. And that's what America needs right now, a winner. I will be the greatest winner, the greatest president this nation has ever seen. When I am done, they will build a monument to me, the Trump Monument, and it will be many, many times bigger and whiter and taller than the Washington Monument.
Indeed, listener, perhaps you too have been mystified by the strange events that have transpired in this presidential season. The pundits and spin doctors who worked in the shadows of the party were dumbfounded.
We thought he was a joke at first, like Michelle Bachmann or Rudy Giuliani. We thought he was some early summer fad, a joke that would soon fade away.
It was no fucking joke, let me tell you. This guy is destroying us. This guy is destroying the party.
All the stupid things he said. Sure, any one of us might say similar things in private, behind closed doors among our friends, away from the riffraff.
But to say that stuff in public, in speeches and debates, to expose that stuff on national television?
At first we thought his campaign would self-destruct. There's no way people would vote for him. The experts assured us he didn't have a chance.
Nothing he did or said made a difference. The stupidity and inanity rolled out of his mouth, and yet they came in droves to push the lever for him.
Cable News, where we bring you all Trump all the time.
The network ate it up. It was non-stop coverage meant to make him look like a celebrity clown. And yet, at every step along the campaign trail, his supporters swarmed the polling booths and caucus rooms.
One after another of our chosen candidates crashed and burned in defeat. Get it so wrong. How could we have been so wrong? And now he is winning.
To stop illegal immigration, to stop the gangs and the violence, and to stop the drugs from pouring into our communities.
Infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
We will build a great border wall.
That was fucking illegal. You want to start a war?
Come on, hit that fucker or something.
Boys want to make my money. Better get more rowdy than this.
Hey, you! You want to get in on this?
Come on!
Get out of here.
Something is not right. Earlier today, I was outside the county election headquarters at 10th and Morrison, and it was like half the people were walking around in a trance, like they were asleep and awake at the same time.
It's just the sheep voting for who the corporate money people tell them to vote for.
No. It's like their minds have been taken over. There's something in their head. A voice in their head. There has to be some reason all those people are voting for them.
You're not making any sense.
None of it makes sense. None of this should be happening. And yet, it happens. Open your eyes. Something is going on here. I feel like I'm in a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Something is taking over people's minds and making them vote for that complete clown.
All this vigilantes, it's really about vigilance. Somebody's got to keep watch on this great nation of ours.
I will be your champion. My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work to build a great border wall.
Watch her.
Help me! What happened?
We're endorsing Trump.
He's the only hope for the party.
But what happened? What happened to him?
Nothing but a video. Just watch the video. A super concentrated dose of what we've been feeding television viewers for years.
Reflections of light and sound, the flicker of the pixels in just the right patterns, the subliminal messaging, a sequence of patterns that lock on the brain.
The words and visions sink into your head. We realign your brain waves to think in the correct way. Through video and audio processing engineered for hypnotic control.
We open those synapses into your insecurities and we fill it with the drump. We activate the unconscious in the amygdala, the animal brain, and then it lies dormant until we flick the switch.
A sequence of patterns on a screen, scientifically programmed to readjust your thoughts. We've been engineering it for over a decade, broadcasting out little bits and hints all over the major media.
You might think of it as a worm or a virus. We've hidden it in episodes of The Apprentice and in advertisements. For years, we've transmitted the sequence of patterns, and for years, people have watched unsuspecting.
We transmitted the programs, and they became buried in the amygdala, deep in your head. And then one day, we turn on the signal. We waited for that day. Today is that day.
And now we have an army. Prepare to do our bidding at the right signal. Prepare to vote for our puppet and to commit violence for our puppet.
First, we take over the party. Then we take over the most powerful country in the world. And then...
world domination. That is the big game. World domination.
Now I'm going to make billions of dollars in business-making deals using the greatest death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
First, we take over the party. Then we take over the most powerful country in the world. And then...
world domination. That is the big game. World domination.
Law 1067 of the military government forbids gatherings and processions.
All we need to do is start believing that America is back again. Start believing. It is time to show the whole world my just released 10-point plan that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. And we will make America great again on January 20th of 2017. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
We will make
moving.
What the fuck?
We will make America strong again. And we will make America great
again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
Am I doing this as Bill, or am I doing this as
anybody? Yeah.
Well, let's all
this
be
is like the end of the show.
Let's all be grateful that we can put this.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Let's go.
Well, let's all be grateful that we can put this ugly episode behind us. Tomorrow will be over, and we can all move on with our real lives.
And you haven't voted, and you are listening to this on November 7th. You probably live in Portland. So what the fuck? You've had your ballot for 3.5 weeks.
Fill the fucking thing out if you haven't done it. And if you have, then it's sitting on that table by the... But it's sitting on the table by the door because you don't have stamps.
And yes, 97. Yes, 184.
Vote on your haunches.
And vote your conscience. Whether it tells you to vote for someone.
Or to make sure someone doesn't win.
This has been the Omo Election 2016 special. And it's almost midnight, so it's all coming to an end.
And that's a wrap.
Hey, Ron. Let me open these up.
I'm Fergus, the engineer, signing off for what has been the Umo Election 2016 special. This program was written by
Rolf Semprebon.
The night of the election, night zombies.
The babysitter. They saved Hitler's cock.
3 radio plays written by Snotty the Kitten.
The preceding audio drama was performed by the following people.
What the fuck?
Martin.
Yehuda Bags.
Rolf.
Larry.
Alex.
The woman with no name.
Martin!
FBI director. James Comey.
And others who we might have missed. Thank you for listening, if you did listen, and taking you an hour closer to the end. Up next is the Charles Woods. Up next is the Cha-Cha Woods with Joe Tiki.
His Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Next week will be some other radio theater show, and the week after that, another. Until finally it comes around to the first Monday of the month, and the Ubu Hour stinks up the air waves again. And it only happens here on the great and wonderful Cabo Community Radio.
And that's a wrap.
You know, it wasn't until we got to...
Cabo at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, we'll have a special live radio play, Calvin Coolidge Goes Crazy, on Thursday, November 10th at 7 p.m. This live radio play is set in 1927, expanding on to the true story of Calvin Coolidge's decision in 1927 to not run for a second term as President of the United States. It also features songs from the era by Jerome Kern, Fats Waller, Cole Porter, Rube Bloom, and more. Again, that's Calvin Coolidge Goes Crazy, Thursday, November 10th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street here in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.